Rajwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. And now the headlines. Over 300 families evicted from land reserved for grazing in Assam during eviction drive in Biswanath district. National Highway No. 10 in Sikkim reopened for traffic after remaining closed for 6 days due to continuous landslides. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla gets additional charge as Governor of Nagaland following demise of Governor Laganesan. 10 states, including Meghalaya, along with National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, record over 100% in consumer grievance disposal rate. And in sports, in Durand Cup, Shillong Lajang Football Club will face Northeast United Football Club in first semi-final clash in Shillong tomorrow. And now, the news in details. In Assam, the district administration carried out an eviction drive in Biswanath district yesterday, displacing over 300 families from the land reserved for grazing. The eviction drive cleared nearly 175 bigha or 23 hectares of encroached land in the village grazing reserve at Japariguri. Deputy Commissioner Simanta Kumar Das said the eviction went on peacefully. Notices were issued on the 1st of this month asking the residents to vacate within 15 days. Most families had already left the area and the remaining structures, including a tea garden, were demolished. The National Highway No. 10 connecting Sikkim and Kalimpong with the rest of the country was reopened for traffic yesterday after remaining closed for 6 days due to continuous landslides. The National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation put in a lot of efforts to clear the route, especially at 29th mile area where a section of the road collapsed into the Tista River and repeated landslides hampered the restoration works. Another major obstruction was at Selfie Dara. After extensive debris clearance, slope stabilization and road widening, the NHIDCL managed to restore traffic movement, bringing much relief to the commuters and transporters in the region. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been given additional charge where he will discharge the functions of Nagaland governor in addition to his own duties. A Rashtrapati Bhavan communique said, consequent upon the demise of Governor of Nagaland, Laganesan, the president has appointed Bhalla as the governor of the state. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will hold a special session today to mark the conclusion of its Golden Jubilee celebrations. The Assembly has completed 50 years of its journey this year since its inception in 1975. The month-long celebrations, which began in July, will culminate with today's special sitting, reflecting on the Assembly's 5 decades of legislative work and democratic evolution. The Arunachal Pradesh Assembly was first constituted in 1975 with 33 members, of which 30 members were directly elected from single-seat constituencies and 3 members were nominated by the Union Government. Following the attainment of statehood on February 20, 1987, the strength of the House was increased to 60 seats, which continues to this day. As part of the Golden Jubilee celebrations, cultural programs and exhibitions were organized across the state over the last 5 weeks, showcasing Arunachal Pradesh's legislative history. In Mizoram, Women Helpline under the Women and Child Development Department has received 7,481 calls reporting cases of women being abused from April to the end of July this year. The highest number of reports on abuse against women was received during 2024-2025 between April 2024 and March 2025, during which 13,994 reports were received by the Women Helpline. According to the reports, the high majority of women being abused are at the age group of 18 to 40 years, which is around 71%. In Mizoram, Home Minister K. Sabdanga said that the importance of journalism and journalists in the world cannot be diminished. Addressing a program organized by the Mizoram Journalists Association Lunglei District at the Lunglei Press Club, the minister said the work of gathering and disseminating news is a vital service to the nation and its people. The minister was felicitated during the program. In Arunachal Pradesh, heavy damage to infrastructure was reported after a cloudburst struck Angrim Valley on Saturday night. Flooding and debris have rendered roads unnavigable, with the main route between Anini and Chigu blocked. The community hall suffered structural damage while standing crops were destroyed, disrupting local agriculture. Water supply lines have also been affected. Villagers have appealed to the district administration for urgent restoration, including road repairs and debris clearance. Authorities have advised residents to avoid travel in the area until connectivity is restored. With their own initiative and willpower, along with government aid and cooperation, a self-help group can easily become self-reliant. A true example of this is Namita Rudrapal, a resident of Kwai Lalchara in Tripura, a female potter who formed the Alor Dishari self-help group 17 years ago and started making idols. Along with one female potter, she is working with 15 other female artists to create various idols. In an interview with Akashvani, Paul said that through the self-help group, she is not only becoming self-reliant, but also providing employment opportunities to 15 other women regularly. She said that her self-help group is receiving sufficient help and cooperation from the government. In a significant achievement for consumer grievance redressal in the country, 10 states, including Meghalaya, along with the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, have recorded a disposal rate of over 100% in July. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said in a statement that this indicates that the number of cases resolved and exceeded the number of cases filed during this period. As per data from the Department of Consumer Affairs, the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission achieved a disposal rate of 122%, while Tamil Nadu recorded 277%, Rajasthan 214%, Telangana 158%, and Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand recorded 150% each. Meghalaya achieved a disposal rate of 140%, Kerala 122%, Puducherry 111%, Chhattisgarh 108%, and Uttar Pradesh 101%. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik has congratulated mountaineer Ms. Kabak Yano for her achievement of successfully summiting Mount Elbrus, the highest peak in Russia and Europe. She reached the summit on the 16th of this month. The governor, who had earlier flagged off the Arunachali mountaineer for her seven summits challenge, expressed immense pride in her determination and confidence. Mount Elbrus, located in the Caucasus Mountains of southwestern Russia near the Georgian border, is a dormant stratovolcano standing 18,510 feet above sea level. It is the highest peak in Europe, the highest volcano in Eurasia, and ranks among the 10 most prominent peaks in the world. Climbing Mount Elbrus is regarded as one of the significant milestones of the Seven Summits Challenge. And now sports. Shillong Lajong Football Club will face defending champions Northeast United Football Club in the first semi-final match of the 134th Durand Cup in Shillong tomorrow. Shillong Lajong defeated Indian Navy 2-1 in the quarter-final in Shillong on Saturday to storm into the semi-finals for the second successive year. Tomorrow's encounter is a repeat of the last year's semi-final clash, which is also a Shillong derby. Northeast United Football Club trounced Boroland FC 4-0 in the quarterfinals at Sports Authority of India Stadium at Kokrajhar in Assam. In another semi-final match, East Bengal will take on Diamond Harbour in Kolkata. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 300 families evicted from land reserved for grazing in Assam during eviction drive in Biswanath district. National Highway No. 10 in Sikkim reopened for traffic after remaining closed for 6 days due to continuous landslides. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla gets additional charge as Governor of Nagaland following demise of Governor Laga Nason. 10 states, including Meghalaya, along with National Consumer Disputes, 100% in consumer grievance disposal. And in Durand Cup Shillong, Shillong Lajong Football Club will face Northeast United Football Club in the first semi-final clash in Shillong tomorrow. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.